97.9 FM, WCHL, and the UNC College of Journalism and Mass Communication presents Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus is dedicated to in-depth examinations of issues of overarching importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions to problems in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the UNC campus, here's your host, journalism professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the new program dubbed Complete Carolina. Our guest, Bubba Cunningham, athletics director at UNC Chapel Hill. Bubba, as I understand it, any athlete who comes to school here and for whatever reason leaves to turn pro, get married, whatever, doesn't complete the degree, can come back at any point in the future, 2 years, 4 years, 10 years later. How's that going to work?
Yeah, that is the entire breadth of the program. You know, we're starting it right now with students that left eligible. You know, there's a variety of reasons why a student might leave a university. You mentioned some of them. Some of them is they're not eligible academically. Some of them had behavioral issues. You know, so this program is to really formalize what the NCAA has allowed us to do, which is to invite students back to complete their degrees, those that played intercollegiate athletics. We've had a degree completion program sponsored by the NCAA for 20 years. Institutions have invited students back for a number of years as well. But what we did in this program is we formalized the process, we publicized the process, and now we're beginning to fund the process of inviting students back, providing them not only an opportunity to receive their degree, but also try to provide them additional academic advising, additional counseling, things that will help them in life that they may or may not have gotten while they were here.
You brought up the idea of someone who leaves for not the best of reasons, maybe gets kicked off a team for doing something he or she shouldn't have done, leaves and everything's okay, but in the interim does something that he or she should not do. Are there some restrictions in place for those types of folks?
Sure. You know, that was part of the entire program. You know, the initiative isn't just for student-athletes that participate in sport. You know, the chancellor has been very supportive of the advising program campus-wide. We've made additional investments this year with the College of Arts and Sciences to provide more academic advising for student-athletes. But the chancellor has committed $5 million of university money to support advising throughout the entire campus. So it's a very broad initiative. This is one that's very specific that gets a lot of recognition. But we do have an application process. We have an evaluation process. You know, from an athletic standpoint, it always starts with compliance. And then we'll turn the student over to academic support for student athletes, and they will work with academic advising for all students to create a game plan or an academic plan for that student to complete their degree. So it is there's many phases to the program and multiple steps before you would say, okay, you're going to be readmitted to the university by the admissions office, and here's your financial aid package.
The athletics department and the university have gotten some good publicity out of this announcement, and I'm sure that's not the only reason you did it, but you can't, you know, turn your nose up at good publicity when it hasn't been all that good for several months, a couple of years. When the university gets recognized as being a leader in something? And is this part of a broader plan to be a leader in terms of NCAA reform, athletes' rights, all the things that we're hearing about?
You know, I think this gives us a great opportunity to talk about our commitment to the students at the University of North Carolina. You know, we've had some issues of late, but by and large, this program has been accepted very well. Our student-athletes that didn't complete their degree are calling back. The coaches have been very supportive of it. And we did it because we believe in the intercollegiate model of college athletics. We provide scholarships to a student, and when they get here, we provide them an outstanding education. If someone didn't get their education, we want to come back and finish that degree because that's what we promised them when we recruited them.
The collegiate model depends on, I guess, which side of the aisle you're on. That's seen as a very good thing. Some people see it as not a very good thing, as exploitative of athletes. And I think sports fans, people who love sports, are looking for things from the NCAA, from its member institutions that say, we do care. It's not that we're just using and abusing athletes. We want to take care of them. And this, as I say, you've gotten good PR for doing this, even from the NNO, which no one can say has been a big booster of UNC of late.
Yeah, we think it's a great program. We stand behind our commitment to student athletes, and this is a way that we have branded what we're doing. Quite frankly, it's not a lot different than we've done in the past, because we've had other students have come back and finished their degree. But this is an offer to do more than we have in the past, and not just for athletics, but across the campus. But you're right. You know, the discussion, there's a lot of discussion in the media now about exploitation or pay per play. You know, I really believe that if you invite somebody here to participate in sport and you provide them a great education, you've created a great opportunity for them. I also believe that the college scholarships provide great opportunities for students to attend some of the finest universities in the country. So there is a balance between your physical effort to participate in sport and your mental effort to get a great degree. And I think that that is wonderful compensation for a student that has an incredible athletic ability.
One of the criticisms of the collegiate model of the NC2A system has been that scholarships are year to year. This program would seem to take care of that. If they're able to come back at any point in their careers, it seems like it, without being labeled as such, it is a four-year guarantee.
You're right. It is a guarantee for life. And that, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on the university, the athletic department, the coaches. So when you go out and offer that invitation for someone to come to the university, we're committing to that student to get their degree. And that is something we take very seriously. Our coaches take it very seriously. We know that's a big commitment, and we want to live up to it. It also tells people that education is important to us. That's what we value.
Let's hypothetically say that a star running back comes in, first day of practice, career-ending injury. That kid still gets a four-year degree.
Well, we have that now. You know, I think that's one thing about the collegiate model. And I think one thing that we haven't done a very good job in intercollegiate athletics, talking about the things that are available to students, whether it's, you know, missed meal money, the Pell Grant, additional financial aid above and beyond room, board, books, tuition and fees. But you brought up one about injuries. You know, if a student can no longer participate in sport because of a physical injury, we can declare them medically unable to play. They can sign a waiver that says they will not play intercollegiate sports again because they're physically unable to do it, and we can maintain their scholarship throughout their career.
Sports Focus will return right after this.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with UNC Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham about the new program, which really isn't such a new program. We're just really emphasizing it now, Complete Carolina. Bubba, one of the things that I read, I think it was in Sports Nation, is anytime you raise something that's new, or put new emphasis on something, there are, well, what about this? Could this possibly be a problem? One of the worries is the one-and-done phenomenon, and that a kid who really doesn't have a shot of being an NBA first-rounder decides to take the shot anyway because, well, I can come back and complete my degree later on. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Well, that's certainly a risk of a program like this. But, you know, again, we go out and recruit students to participate in sport, and we want them to get a degree. So education is very important to us. You know, we have an incredible story at the University of North Carolina in Marvin Williams. You know, I believe Marvin is the first one and done to come back and complete his degree in the country, not just here. You know, Marvin spent 9 years coming back to the University of North Carolina because that degree was important to him. He continued his education while he played professionally. So here's a student that certainly had the ability, continues to have the ability to play in the NBA, but his education was important to him. So during the season, during the off season, he came back and completed his degree. So I really tip my hat to a guy like that. And there's a lot of other students that have tried professionally, have played professionally in multiple sports, but for some reason didn't finish their degree. They have come back and now finished. So this is an open invitation, an offer to say, come back and finish your degree. What I hope it does is it begins to open a dialogue on a national basis. Because right now, as we recruit students to come to Carolina and they don't finish, they may return to their hometown. So let's say we recruit a student from Atlanta and they don't finish their degree. They move back to Atlanta at the conclusion of their professional career, and they have family down there and they've started a career, but they now want to finish their job, their education. Well, we can't pay for them to complete their degree at, say, Georgia State or some other school that might be in Atlanta. I think we should talk about a national educational trust fund that would allow universities to put money into a trust fund, and then students could finish their degree wherever they're located. So that, to me, that is taking the collegiate model and really extending it to the person. We've invited you to play, not just at North Carolina, but across the country, and it's important to us you finish your degree wherever you're located.
But one thing that has come to mind when I've been researching this is completing your degree is important, more important than when you complete your degree. There several people have raised the issue of, can you really even play major college sports, especially in the revenue sports, and go to school at the same time, taking however many hours to try to get a degree in 4 years or four and a half or so, because there are only so many hours in a day. Would part of the discussion be dropping the number of hours that a student athlete is required to take so that he or she can stretch it out and do both things?
You know, that is a proposal that has been floated around. I think the proposal has merit. It's not a proposal that the NCAA has embraced. It's a little bit equated to, you know, your own children. You know, if you say, hey, let's get the grass mowed by Saturday, it seems as though Saturday afternoon everyone begins to cut the grass. So, you know, if you have 4 years to complete your degree, it is really, really challenging to participate in any sport, not just the sports that generate some money, but any sport takes an awful lot of time. And quite frankly, the time commitment to a sport doesn't begin in college. I mean, that has started in youth sports, it's in the middle schools, it's in the high schools. So students have been trying to balance their academic commitment with their athletic commitment for a number of years before they get here.
Yeah, to even be recruited, you have to be seen. Women's soccer comes to mind, that the hours and the travel and the expense of being involved in travel soccer, travel softball, travel baseball. These kids have to devote so much time to the sport that sometimes the academics take a back seat.
Well, if you're going to be good at anything, it takes a lot of time. If you're going to be a biochemist, you better spend a lot of time in the lab. If you're going to be successful in construction, you better spend a lot of time working on spreadsheets and understanding the costs of construction. So you're right, and we're asking people to balance two incredibly difficult things: be world-class athletes and world-class students. And we have students, we recruit students that can do that. And if you look across the country, you know, North Carolina is not quite unique, but we're in a very small group of schools that are trying to balance being an AAU university competing at Division I level with Olympic athletes, with professional athletes, Olympic caliber and professional caliber athletes, and world-class students. So it is a challenge. But I think that's one of the challenges that we have as an association, as the NCAA. How do we try to get the appropriate balance for a student so they get a great educational experience and can pursue their sports? I think that this model has worked for a long time. I hope it continues to work. It's certainly being challenged from a lot of different areas. But, you know, we conduct it like it's a business because there's a lot of money involved, but it's a unique business. You know, we have 28 sports at North Carolina. Two of them generate more money than they spend, but 26 are funded by the two that generate the money. So we are saying, yes, we're going to maximize revenue on one side to create opportunities for somebody else. The professional model, which is we're going to generate a lot of money, and everybody that generates it gets the money.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome back to our discussion on Sports Focus with Bubba Cunningham, the athletics director at UNC Chapel Hill, and we're talking about Complete Carolina. Bubba, you're talking about how many kids are involved in sports and how many want to go on and play in college. And then many of them, especially in the revenue sports, would hope to play in the pros. There's such a small percentage who go pro. There is not that great a percentage who go to college and play sports. Does the model take all that into account? And how do we balance? You talked about balance. The balance, I think, is the key between the time spent doing a sport at which you want to excel and excelling in the classroom. There aren't that many kids who can excel at both in that limited time frame.
Right, but you mentioned it yourself. You know, there's only a small percentage of those students participating, and let's just use football and basketball as the example, of students participating in sport that want to go pro, even though we know we have people going pro in lacrosse and soccer and baseball and a lot of our sports. A lot of our students go pro in their sport. But let's just use those two as the example. I think that the overall collegiate model is working and working very well. Because such a small percentage go pro, I think we should really focus on the vast majority and not create a whole set of rules or throw out the system for just a small number that are able to go pro or want to go pro. There are millions. I mean, there are 470,000 student athletes participating in NCAA sports today, and there's 2.7 billion in scholarships. The vast majority of those students are outstanding students. We have some outstanding students with great credentials that don't make it. We have some that are given an incredible opportunity and take great advantage of it. So by and large, I think it works. I think there are ways that we can enhance it. I think the threat of a union, I think the legal action that's being taken against the NCAA,
O'Bannon case and others,
is forcing the NCAA and our member institutions to change direction and provide for students in a better way. I'm just hopeful that we can maintain the model and create a better experience for the students and find that right balance, even though there's a lot more money in the system today. The money, if we use it for education and for appropriate purposes, can be very helpful to us. If we just reallocate it like the professional model, I think we're starting to lose our way.
Sports Nation, I'm going to quote from it, and I'd like for you to respond. And this kind of encapsulates the discussion that we've been having. College sports has an image problem. Athlete welfare is becoming a bigger and bigger concern. And I'm quoting from the article. This program, they're talking about Complete Carolina, is a great step toward solving that image problem. And again, it's not all about PR, but you have to take into account, what does the public think? And it must feel kind of good to be lauded for something, for a change.
You're right. It does. And I'll be the first to admit that. When we received an email, I'll bet you it's within an hour of the time that we announced it, from a former student athlete thanking us for creating the program. It gave me chills to read the letter. He was so excited. He lives locally. He can come back and finish his degree. He's married. He has children. He's in a profession. But he feels a hole in his heart because he didn't finish his degree. And I'm delighted he's going to have that opportunity now. And if we can extend that to what I had mentioned earlier about an educational trust fund for students that don't live locally, that they can finish their degree somewhere else and we can find a funding mechanism for it.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Bubba Cunningham, UNC Athletics Director. Thanks to our engineer, Gary Kirk. And thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall of the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a production of UNC's College of Journalism and Mass Communication.